Unit 2. Recording 1.
Good evening. My name's Anna Barclay. Welcome to Green Business, the Business and Environment podcast. Today, we're going to be discussing an important source of energy, wind power. I have two guests, one from the UK and one from New Zealand. John Preston works for a UK company which built and now manages a number of offshore wind farms, that is, wind farms where the turbines are located at sea. Good evening, John.
Good evening, Anna.
My second guest is Maria Taupo from New Zealand. She's involved with an onshore wind farm, one of the first that was built on a real farm rather than at sea. Good evening, Maria.
Good evening, Anna.
So, my first question is simple. John, why do we want to generate power from the wind?
Well, obviously the main advantage of wind power is that it's completely renewable. Wind comes and goes all the time. In the UK, a number of energy companies are getting into the wind power business.
That sounds interesting. Is it economical?
It's more economical than it was, but you still need regular wind.
And is that why you're building them in New Zealand, Maria?
Yes, exactly. New Zealand is a very windy country. About 20 years ago, wind power was an obvious idea, but we didn't really have the technology then. But now we have. It's easy and the benefits are obvious.
I see. So how efficient is wind power? John?
We're improving efficiency every year. Our company started building wind farms about 10 years ago, and at first they weren't very efficient. But now, a turbine generates twice as much electricity as it did then. This development means that the price of electricity can go down, which is good for the UK customer.
Mm-hmm. People say that wind farms are not always active. Is that true?
Not really. Our turbines turn in wind as low as 14 kilometres per hour and as strong as 90 kilometres per hour. In any wind stronger than that, they'd turn too fast and become dangerous, so they automatically stop turning.
I see. So the UK and New Zealand are leaders in this sort of energy business?
Definitely. And it'll continue to grow.
Can you export the knowledge?
Of course. UK companies already have projects in the USA, France and Germany. The Americans are now interested in wind farms at sea too. Before, they were only interested in wind farms onshore. That is great business for us. I think the possibilities for both the onshore and the offshore wind industry are huge.
I agree. New Zealand is now one of the leaders in wind farm technology. 30 years ago, we were worrying about oil supplies. Now fossil fuels are less important.
Thanks very much. I'd like to introduce another guest now who disagrees with you. Robert Miles from...